Hello, thank you. My name is Dr. Yuri Gorby. I'm a professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, but I'm here representing myself and my opinions and providing my experience as a scientist with the U.S. Department of Energy for 15 years. I worked at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. My research, I discovered that some bacteria, metal-reducing bacteria, can use things like uranium as an electron acceptor and influence the chemistry of that. Those chemical or that element in groundwater, so the migration of groundwater. I grew up in Brooke County in Bethany, West Virginia, and attended Bethany College, and that's where I started my interest in the interaction of biology and the ecosystems around us. I do want to state, as a scientist, that I oppose this bill in the absence of scientific knowledge, sufficient scientific knowledge by the people that are being consulted right now about the effects of mobilizing uranium-bearing materials from these deep formations. The bacteria that I studied for are responsible for the precipitation and accumulation of uranium in those formations. We know a few things about that, that there would not be just a homogeneous distribution of that radioactive material in those systems, so that one law or one measurement in one area will give you vastly different information or materials than in other areas. We know very little about the migration and the release, not of just radium, which is a product of uranium degradation or decay, and or radon, but truly the uranium that's being brought up and that will be interred into those landfills will be subject to geophysical and biogeochemical processes that are poorly understood. And so I am confident that the scientific advisement with regard to the safety of the effluents that will be coming out of these landfills for decades, for generations, for centuries to come, those scientific advisors, I believe, I would like to have a discussion with them to discuss their knowledge about the long-term implications of the safety of these formations. I have visited during the past couple of years a number of facilities, landfills that have been accepting tons, hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive materials, these drill cuttings, these what we considered in the U.S. Department of Energy National Lab system to be low-level mixed radioactive waste. These wastes will become problematic in the future, and we must address the scientific aspects of this before we make any political decisions to permit this.